Celebrations of Palm Sunday to you. Springtime seems to have begun to impact my allergies. I apologize. We'll hack and chat and cough our way through things. I was preparing for this morning's service, and one of the jobs, fun jobs I get to do, is search for an image for the cover of the bulletin. Did you notice the cover there? And Ms. Pye, you can go to that and show that picture there. I had in my mind flowers and celebrations and kids and palms and spring and everything all tied together. And I glanced at this photo and thought, what? And started to move on, but then I just stopped. Because there's something here, you see, there's something that made me stop and really think about Palm Sunday. The next slide, I think, is zoomed in a little bit, isn't it, Pia? Thank you. There in the middle, do you see? It's kind of indistinct, isn't it? Yeah, there's a clear sense there's something going on. There's a celebration. Aren't those arms raised in celebration? Isn't that what we're seeing? And at the center of the image, are you like me? You keep wanting to look into the center. I actually pulled it up in photo software and blew it up and enlarged it, and it is still indistinct. There is something there. That image at the center, and we know what it is. We know what we want it to be. It is the teacher. It's the master teacher. It's the leader of that group called the Way. It is Jesus riding on a colt. And we strain to make him out, and yet the image is still indistinct. Maybe it's the haze of the dust from the road stirred and impossible to see through that haze to see that. Maybe it's the haze of pollution and the springtime and pollen. Maybe it's the haze of ordeals and conflicts of politics, conflicts of adversity and opinions and conflicts of every possible division that begins to cloud us. Or maybe our eyes are getting a little bit older. You know, Lord, that's happening to me, and I don't think it's going to get any better. But if you think about it, at the center of that image, there is no image that would properly satisfy us because we don't have a photograph of Jesus. If you think about that, you think about some of the images you can recall. They're going to be paintings or interpretations. And as I have journeyed through my ministry, pictures of a white-skinned, blue-eyed, blonde-haired Jesus are just the furthest from the image that fits. And yet, what would Jesus have looked like is less important than the image we have written upon our hearts. For in our hearts, we know. We heard about the procession. We heard about the colt. But I always loved that part of the story. He tells the disciples to go and do this, and they're a little hesitant, but they go and they find the owner, and the owner doesn't seem to know anything about it. And that reassures us this was not prearranged. This was not set up. This was not a planned thing that Jesus did ahead of time. This is Jesus' divine knowledge. He knew where the colt would be. He knew it would be there and that the owner would let them take the colt. Yet even in possession of that divine knowledge, Jesus continues into this dangerous city, Jerusalem, because he knows. But he comes in on a donkey. Doggone it, if you were going to plan ahead, wouldn't you pick out a nice Arab? How about that? A black, big black horse with a white star on its chest. You can imagine any number of magnificent horses, war horses to proclaim a king. But he is not about war horses and grandiose. He is about conquest, but he is not about conquest through force. We know that. We know that image of him. He is not about conquering the world as we see warriors today attempting. Not by force, not by laws, not by might, not by wisdom, not by manipulation. But he is transforming the world heart to heart. Willing hearts transformed by the love that he shows and the love that he is. And so at the center of that picture, maybe we discern Jesus' heart above all things, reaching out to our hearts in ways that we can reach out to others. Heart to heart, love to love. We can discern Christ. We know Christ, the shepherd who knows us. We know the shepherd's voice. And we hear the shepherd when the shepherd calls. If we will pause and shut out all of the noise of our current society and listen, we know his voice. And he knows us. We can discern this master. Not by image, not by ethnicity, not by the hairstyle or the attire or the robe or special signet rings he might be wearing, but by his truth. The truth of who Jesus is, the truth of the reality of who he is. Some people may not have discerned that. The Pharisees were not ignorant, and they had discerned that. Did you hear the scripture? Some of the Pharisees in the crowd said to said to Jesus, "Teacher, order your disciples to stop." He answered, "I tell you, if these were silent, the stones would shout out. The very stones would cry." Excuse me.
Wrong container.
In the pulpit, the two are laughing up here in the pulpit. This is to fill the candles with oil. And I reached down to get a drink, and they were laughing. It would have been an interesting moment, but only for a moment. But the Pharisees perceive this. Tell them to stop. He is stirring things up, and they're right. Jesus is stirring things up, isn't he? He's stirring up things. All of the society, all of the standards, all of the laws and the infrastructure and the rules and the ways they make money, and you have to exchange your money through the money changers and all the temple herds that sell, and all of the business, all of the system that is there. He's going to unsettle all of that, and they know it. He is a threat to him. Some people worry that he is just a harmless prophet riding into town on a donkey. He will change the world. This movement begins a movement that will result in the evaporation of all that the Pharisees in that society understands. Complete change of world. Some people will argue against Christianity, listing some of the things it's done wrong. And we have made mistakes. Our earthly church has been earthly, and we have failed. But consider, if you will, what we have accomplished. We are a society wherein compassion, love, and care for one another are central tenets. We are a society that is centered on the love and the love of one another and the care of one another. Jesus is going to stir things up, no doubt. Recall that the disciples were prepared to mount a revolution. In the Garden of Gethsemane, after the Last Supper, he is there and the guards come to arrest him. The soldiers come. And some of those standing near them raise their swords and they begin to engage battle, and Jesus stops them. The war will never be won by force. This is not how things are done. This is not the way of Christ. That's incredibly powerful. That's incredibly courageous. Don't forget that he cleansed the temple. Don't forget that he confronted the wealthy. Don't forget that he has changed the world. So that image we look for as Jesus, as we look into the seek to see him, we understand this Jesus that stirred things up at the center of all things, at the heart of things, and our hearts are changed. Life is not the same and will never be the same again. And hearts that have been changed are not easily unchanged. Ultimate truth is expressed here. This is and is about all that is holy and all that is true. Jesus is speaking from his knowledge of the scriptures when he says the stones would cry out, the book of Habakkuk, which we very rarely hear from. Verse 2 says, the very stones will cry out from the wall and the beam will respond from the woodwork. He knows those and he knows he is that fulfillment. So consider, if you will, your image of Christ. Consider the picture on the front of the bulletin. It's the perfect image because it is the image of light, of heart, of truth, of people celebrating around him. This is Palm Sunday. This is the time to show the palms, wave them, and shout Hosanna. And this begins a Holy Week, a journey to the cross and his victory there. Celebrations to you on Palm Sunday. May it be the holy day it was then, and may it begin the start of a holy week of journey, a journey with Christ at the center. Amen? Amen. Amen.